legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Bill Starby, and we're going to be talking about a new product, an exciting new product, but I'm going to let Bill tell you about it, because certainly it could to deal with many of the problems that you have. Bill, why don't you tell our listeners about certainly this new product you're dealing with?
Say it again, Dr. Stan. I had trouble with the transmission.
Oh, you just pick up the start.
Okay. Well, of course, you know, today in modern medicine, the absurdities that we're faced with today, and I hope everybody listening, that they understand and they hear of some of these things, but in their totality, modern medicine is in the midst of a giant collapse. I mean, they built their entire fabric around cholesterol drugs, and we find out it isn't cholesterol, it causes heart disease, and that now we understand it was sugar all along, and that sugar was primarily transmitted with diet soda and regular soda. I mean, these increase the risk of heart disease. Even the diet sodas do. And so it was sugar, and I see the World Health Organization here. They've made a big guidance, reduce the amount of sugar, and the people in charge of this in Europe are simply saying they're going to ignore it. Well, they were, prior to their assignment for the World Health Organization, they were working for Coca-Cola, and they said they're just going to ignore the new sugar guidelines. So, you know, it doesn't matter. Science doesn't matter. Truth doesn't matter. The heart disease epidemic that's gone around the world has largely been carried by refined sugars, high fructose corn syrup, and even these caloric sweeteners, now we find out. And of course, you know, modern medicine doesn't change. 30 million people are on cholesterol lowering drugs, and it's sugar, not fat. And so that's the story. They just did a giant study and showed saturated fat does not increase the risk of mortality from coronary artery disease. To make things worse, the medicines they're using, it says here, a headline study says new drugs may be not enough to reduce heart attacks. Medications do not reduce risk of recurrent cardiac events among patients with diabetes. New diabetic drugs are not as good as the older ones. Now, it's the FDA allowing that to happen because they don't allow the data out so the doctors and the patients can explore and see which drugs work the best. There's not comparative drug data available. And the drug companies are hiding the safety data about all their medications because once they're approved by the FDA, we still don't know how safe they are until thousands and thousands of people use them over time. And that safety data is being hidden by the drug companies, the FDA, allowing their products on the market because a lot of them actually would be recalled. And certainly a lot of them would not be used because there may be a safer version of those drugs or another drug class that works better. And it says here today that 1 in 5 older Americans take medications that work against each other. Now, the average retiree in America has taken 5 to 7 prescription drugs, and we call this polypharmacy. It's just over-drugging, and basically what this is a model where every disease is a drug deficiency, and that's the way it's treated and looked at. The diabetes epidemic that has been spawned in the United States, high fructose corn syrup, that was developed by our government for our corn farmers, and the overuse of antibiotics. Now, that might sound odd, but if we use antibiotics, animals tend to get fatter. And what we're finding is that the same thing happens in humans. They've overused the antibiotics. We're going to tell you about the alternative to that. How do we keep the germs away without using antibiotics? We're going to find it. The answer is garlic. And now we have the unbelievable mandate that we put 13 million more Americans on statin cholesterol-lowering drugs, whether they need it or not, in the face of evidence that it's not fat and it's sugar that causes the heart disease in the world, they want to put more Americans. We've got 30 million Americans, so $30 billion being spent on cholesterol-lowering statin drugs. Here's a headline. Statin drugs increase the risk of breast cancer by 200%. And, of course, the other side effects, muscle problems, diabetes, all cataracts, these are all. It's Rita Redberg, who's the chief editor of Archives of Internal Medicine, saying, stop, hold up the prescriptions on statin drugs. There's no need for it. And how does the pharmacology industry respond? They're going to put 70 million more Americans on cholesterol drugs because they have a new drug, a new class of drug, not a statin drug. They say works far better, but the justification for it is that it works for people with what we call familial cholesterolemia. It's a 1 out of 500 people in the world have this condition. It follows along family lines that they have very high levels of cholesterol throughout their life. They have a drug for this condition now, but they're saying because of the 1 in 500, we can apply it to everybody. And they did this before. We have data here, and they did this before. They took the same rationale. They got it approved for a small group of people and then said it applied to everybody when it did. So this continues on because our government health authorities allow it to. And we've overused antibiotics in the animal feed area, and because of that, by using it, we have the antibiotic resistance, and the Centers for Disease Control now says we've gone past the point of a turning back, that we're going to have the plagues of old because we don't have the antibiotics that are going to work. 32,000 people a year now die due to antibiotic-resistant germs and infections. So we're going to go back to the plagues of the Dark Ages. What could we possibly do about that? Well, in the horse feed area, they're using a special type of garlic powder to help the animals rid themselves of parasites and infections. They add this type of garlic powder to the feed, and it works without inducing antibiotic resistance. And that garlic powder is being used. It could be used throughout all of the animal, the domesticated animals, so that as we have those animals, they don't come to us with the infections and things that they normally do. They would, of course, wouldn't have passed this antibiotic resistance on up to us humans, and this would work far better. And, of course, the whole idea is nature has a better idea than the drug companies.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Bill. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Feed and Touch.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, I guess this morning, Bill Starley, we're talking certainly about a product called Carlozyme, but basically one of the greatest frauds of all time has been to get the people onto statin drugs because, of course, the danger of cholesterol, and statins lower cholesterol, and they do lower the cholesterol. But cholesterol is not what is giving people heart attacks or killing people or leading to strokes. It's the calcification of the arteries. And they know that, but of course, this is certainly a fabulously profitable undertaking. They've got millions of people on Lipitor. They've got millions on other statin drugs. And they know that it really doesn't do any good. And it can do a great deal of harm because, of course, these things can predispose you to cancer and all sorts of other things. And yet, of course, they're putting millions of people on it. And now they've come out just recently with a report that readily admits that it's not the cholesterol that's creating the problem. But you go right ahead, Bill.
I see here in a survey half of Americans believe in medical conspiracy theories, and one of them is that U.S. regulators are preventing people from getting natural cures. We're trying to put some fact to that, you know, the ridicule anybody who has an idea of a conspiracy theory. And yet the evidence is here every day. Mammograms, they're raising the risk of breast cancer itself, and the evidence continues to grow, and yet they continue to subject women to mammograms. By the way, thermography would work just as well. It's a heat-sensitive test that you can use for detecting abnormal growth in breast tissue. So, again, they're spawning their own business by subjecting women's breasts to radiation, which then causes the cancer. So nobody can believe that they're that self-serving. So it says here today, and I'm just reading these continued barrage of good science, the mortality risk is higher among diabetics from cancer if they're using insulin. Now, we know that that sugar feeds cancer, and insulin is involved in that. And so if you're a diabetic and you're on insulin, you increase your risk of cancer. Is there any way out of any of this? Well, there certainly is if you can use nature and you use the things that we can advise and talk to you about. And, of course, one of the natural cures that it's become obvious, because in the winter is when we get cancer. In the winter is when we get the flu. In the winter is when heart disease is rampant. And that's all because of now we understand. How could they miss it all these years, vitamin D? And yet here are the articles attacking vitamin D, and they're trying to protect turf. They're trying to protect their money. And it says here, sunshine supplement, vitamin D, hyped as a miracle cure, but experts say don't waste your money on it. And so it goes on and on. And they're just, they're pointing out studies that used a paltry amount of vitamin D and then saying it's ineffective. One, it is the biggest thing that could lower mortality rates in the Western world today. And you've heard Dr. Stan talk about agendas for population control and so on. And certainly, they've got to protect their big industries here, billions of dollars of prescription drugs. And if we could just get the audiences, the people, the masses, they're looking to go back to their doctor to ask if it's okay to take vitamin D and so on. And if they would move forward. Vitamin D is not harmful. You get it from the sun. You stay out in the sun all day and get 10,000 units of it in an hour at the beach for midday sun exposure. And yet if you take a 10,000-unit vitamin D pill, you feel like you have to go to the doctor and ask him for permission. So once we get this phobia over with and we understand that we get millions and millions more people taking things like vitamin D and garlic and so on, we'll have a health revolution. They can't hide it. The mortality rate will drop, and of course, then we'll see a real revolution. They can't ignore that. They can't deny, because the numbers will tell us all this. In the meantime, we're caught in the middle of a giant war between conventional medicine and what nature provides, and the evidence more and more showing. There are 200 people that die of infections in hospitals every day in the United States. Not every one of those are preventable. But again, we don't use high-dose vitamin D, which is a natural antibiotic. We don't use garlic because it sounds antiquated, and yet garlic, if you get the right kind, kills every known bacterium, virus, fungus, amoeba, protozoa, and it goes on. I mean, there is nothing it doesn't kill, and so we're not using it. And I pointed out, we did a little radio show with Dr. Stan yesterday, and if you heard these headlines that I'm going to give you right now, if you saw them on the front page of the local newspaper, on the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, here's a headline that never was a headline. And that was a young little infant girl, and she was a multi-drug-resistant Pseudomonas. This is a pneumonia. It's a bacterium. She was dying. There was no hope for her. The antibiotics weren't working. The doctors rescued her by using a crushed garlic. They gave it to the infant, and they saved this child's life. Imagine that headline, Garlic Saves Infant's Life. It should have gone around the world. It's out of the Journal of Alternative Medicine and Alternative and Complementary Medicine. Again, you never heard the story. There are hundreds of little babies that never get born because their mothers have stillbirths, and the stillbirths are caused by a bacterium called Group B Streptococcus. Now, young women get this. You can't really, you don't want to use these antibiotics on these women during pregnancy. But what does the literature show? It's in the European Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, the Journal of Antimicrobial Chemotherapy, and on and on. It's garlic. And if you take garlic and you use it, it'll kill Group B strep. You can use it safely during pregnancy, and it'll save hundreds of infants will be born normally instead of stillbirth. What about that headline? Does that tug on your heartstrings? I'm picking some things that if they were headlines, everybody would rush to garlic, and they would understand it. Now, the problem is common garlic pills have been a disappointment because they're no better than the garlic powder you have in your kitchen, which you use as a spice, which, by the way, is good. Fresh crushed garlic is good. If you heat garlic, it destroys the primary molecule that's in there, but it's still good. All forms of garlic are good, but the primary active molecule is called allicin, and it's destroyed when you cook it, and it's also destroyed by your stomach acid. There's an enzyme that makes the allicin, and that's destroyed by your stomach acid. So how do we get around that? There is a garlic powder, the first alkaline buffered mineral. These are alkaline minerals, and they're used to buffer the garlic powder. Your capsule goes down into your stomach. It opens up the alkaline minerals, buffer it against the stomach acid. The allicin molecule is produced in 9 seconds, and you have the primary active molecule that kills the germs, that helps control blood pressure, that thins your blood so you don't have blood clots, and so many more issues. If we would have centered modern medicine around this type of garlic and not, you can do this with fresh garlic cloves, crush them. You have to macerate them as good as you can. That creates the allicin outside your digestive tract, and then you can swallow it down. The problem is it's so pungent, it'll irritate your throat and certainly bites your stomach, and it causes the garlic odor and the garlic breath. If it wasn't for the garlic odor and the garlic breath, I think that a lot of people would be using garlic more frequently today. And that's the secret of the product we're talking about, Garlazyme, this alkaline buffered garlic powder that is, it takes care of the pungency and the garlic odor and the garlic breath. And Roman soldiers marched into battle chewing this stuff, but I don't think we're as tough as they are. And so if you want to use fresh garlic, go ahead. I don't think you can do it every day very well. But let me give you a couple of reasons why. And that's because 52% of us have a little parasite in our digestive tract called H. pylori, Helicobacter pylori. It's the one that causes the stomach acids, causes the stomach cancer, shuts off the cells that produce stomach acid so that we don't absorb all of our nutrients from vitamin C, calcium, magnesium, iron, all of the B vitamins. We have malabsorption of nutrients because we don't have stomach acid. And so the reason we have that is that we can't kill it off with antibiotics till we get an ulcer, because we don't want to use the antibiotics to induce an antibiotic-resistant form of Helicobacter pylori. So it's an endless loop there. You don't want to get caught in it, but garlic kills it off for sure. Also, we have another parasite, which is Candida albicans. It's the yeast infection that we get from overusing refined sugars. Again, garlic knocks that down. 70% of us have a Candida albicans overgrowth. What are we going to do, run and get antibiotics for these? No. You're going to use the new Garlazyme powder for this. And it's available. It's something that we helped to develop, and we're going to tell you more about it. But Garlazyme powder costs less than $9 a month when you buy it in quantity, and the shipping is free. You can get a hold of them. Garlazyme, Garlizyme, Garlazyme.com, and you can watch a Chalk Talk, me talking about how the allicin is assuredly produced by this garlic pill. And if you want to know how to order it, 866-674-3955, 866-674-3955. Some of the proceeds go to help promote and keep Radio Liberty on the air. So that's our big story today, and we want you to know there is a way out. And garlic addresses all of these other health conditions that we have been talking about today. And so it doesn't matter whether it is for your heart, for infectious disease, for your liver, for your brain, doesn't matter what it is, garlic seems to address it. And it handles so many issues that we're facing in health today. There was a story written, it's a report, it was in the Journal of Nutrition, a few years ago, written by an internist in New York, and he said, is garlic alternative medicine, ? He said, no, it's been relied upon as good medicine for years and years and decades and centuries, and it shouldn't be considered and ridiculed and thrown in with alternative medicine. It is mainline medicine, and we should use it every day, just the way I'm talking about. So, and, you know, there's so many problems today that we point out here, health problems, that just the very fact that we have the antibiotic resistance with no alternatives. And I was once on a large nationwide radio show, and the host of that radio show asked me, well, you know, ridiculing the idea of using garlic to kill germs, this was at the height of the anthrax scare in America, and I said, well, when all the antibiotics don't work, what will we be using? We'll be using garlic. So the point is that that's true. And modern medicine is keeping us away from this because they consider their synthetically made antibiotics as advanced and garlic as archaic. And that's absolutely false. And so garlic works. You've got to get the right kind. Use fresh crushed garlic if you can handle it. And, of course, its pungency, its odor, the garlic breath, and all that keeps us from using it. Otherwise, it would have been mainline medicine a long time ago, and we can get it without all that. It's called Garlazyme, 866-674-3955, less than $9 a month when bought in quantity. So when there's no price resistance, when there is none of the drawbacks, we certainly ought to be stocking up and making sure we get this so that we use it every day. And don't make these drugs, these ineffective drugs. Modern medicine is collapsing. I wrote a book about it, The Collapse of Conventional Medicine, and it continues to live up to its reputation every day. We need to find our way out of the system as the health system collapses. And I was just reading here in the Archives of Internal Medicine. It says we need to promote self-care. That's true. But the people that have been disadvantaged that are now being included in the healthcare system by the Affordable Care Act, they want more doctoring. They were deprived of it.
Hang on, Bill. We'll be back in a moment. We're right here at the American Student Center.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Richard called one of those other toll dealers.
Richard, please answer the door!
Richard gave them all their information.
Richard, you should have called Patriot! Now they'll never stop calling and sending their solicitations!
Don't be a Richard. Call the Patriot Trading Group for all your gold and silver needs at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
ABC Concrete Company in Fort Collins reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage help keep our country safe and strong, and we appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from ABC Concrete Company in Fort Collins, proud to salute the fighting forces of our country.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Dan, our guest this morning, Bill Sardi, and Bill does advertise with Radio Liberty, but I believe in the product, and certainly I know that garlic has been used literally for thousands of years by people. It is an excellent product, and of course it has amazing properties. Now, before we go on, Bill, would you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and learn more about Garlazyme and how they can get it if they'd like to try it?
They can go to garlazyme.com, G-A-R-L-I-Z-Y-M-E. Watch my Chalk Talk. It's kind of fun. You can understand all the ins and outs of how to get the real allicin, the primary molecule, in fresh crushed garlic without all the pungency and the garlic odor and so on, and understand it, because we just need a clear understanding of this. And as I say, because we're speaking, obviously, from truth and from the heart, everybody needs to understand fresh garlic will do this. Now, if you can't swallow and chew on a fresh garlic clove every day, it's pretty pungent and difficult to do. But if you can do it that way, that's fine too. So we're just trying to tell you ways you can get this wonderful molecule that God makes in this little fresh crushed garlic clove. The garlic clove has a defense, and it's a defense against insects. And so as an insect scratches the garlic clove, it activates a little enzyme that makes the allicin and repels the insect. In fact, if you put garlic powder out in the garlic, you'll see that the insects are repelled away because there's a trivial amount of that allicin there. Now you're going to see in stores and online lots of products that offer allicin. We call it Allicin Pretend because they test these in a dish of water, which is neutral pH, but if you test it in something that's acid, like your stomach acid, to mimic the stomach acid conditions, like acetic acid, which is vinegar, you'll see that it doesn't produce any real allicin. So those products are mislabeled. It doesn't matter anyway because a Garlazyme is by far the least expensive product that's advertised to actually provide and deliver allicin, the real molecule. So if you're shopping around, you're just going to find it's the best one for your pocketbook as well. And we used to say that when you're buying things, you're only going to get two of three things, and which is quality, service, and price. Pick any two of the three. Well, with Garlazyme, you get the quality, and you get the service, and the price. It's unbelievable. It's a rare opportunity, and the shipping's free, too. So that the number for that, 866-674-3955, 866-674-3955. And Dr. Stan, I'm just reading here because people have concerns. I get emails. Well, won't garlic kill off the good bacteria in my digestive tract? Well, that can be said of the antibiotics. So if you're put on antibiotics, all of the mycin antibiotics, streptomycin, and so on, if you're put on the psyllin, like penicillin-type antibiotics, those will scour out, kill off the good bacteria as well as the bad in your digestive tract. But it shows here, this is in the Journal of Phytomedicine in 2012, also the Journal World Journal of Microbiology in 1993, and it showed that the lactic acid bacteria, that's the lactobacillus and bifidus, that good bacteria grows in our digestive tract, is that garlic doesn't kill it off. It kills off the bad bacteria, but doesn't kill off the good bacteria. So isn't that interesting how God made that? It's a natural way of it working. And I was just reading here this morning how garlic works. And some of this is amazing. They have a protozoa, it's a parasite, most of it in the third world, and they have little sand flies, and they come up and give you a little bite, and they transfer something called leishmania to your skin, and then you get an infection. You have weight loss, you get fever, enlargement of your liver, you have a low blood count, and so on. You have sometimes dark skin. It's a terrible protozoa infection. It can come up even months after the bite. People in America get it, but usually from being overseas. It's a protozoa, they call it, and it's a parasite. And how would you kill that off? And it shows here in the Scandinavian Journal of Immunology that garlic kills it off very effectively. Well, the point is, how does it do it? And it says here that it does it by producing a transient little gas in your bloodstream called nitric oxide. And the nitric oxide, this isn't nitrous oxide like you get in the dentist's office. It's called nitric oxide. And that kills off the bacteria. Well, how is nitric oxide made? It's made because garlic first makes hydrogen sulfide gas, which then makes nitric oxide gas. Hydrogen sulfide gas is volcano gas. It's extremely toxic, except you're just getting a trifle amount of it, and that triggers all the defenses in your bodies, and it kills off all of the offending bacteria, viruses, and funguses. This is how it works, and it's something that's a little bit of something terribly bad that triggers the defenses in your body. It's amazing how this works, and when you have bacteria and viruses and so on in your body, They stay alive due to an antioxidant called glutathione, and the garlic comes in and sucks the glutathione out of malignant cancer cells, out of bacteria, viruses, and funguses, just sucks it out, and they die in place. So there's no toxic after effect, and that's how it works. And there's nothing that it won't kill off because it doesn't work like regular antibiotics. There is no resistance to it. This has been cited over and over again. Within a few years of the discovery of all of the mycin and psyllin antibiotics that we use today, antibiotic resistance set in. But there's never been any resistance to garlic because of this method of how it works. And it sets off the defenses in your body. Now, that's interesting to learn because when it sets off the defenses, part of the defenses are antioxidants. And your body will make its own antioxidants. You don't have to take them in vitamin pills, per se, and your body subjected to a perceived biological threat, which is what garlic is. It's pungent. And the body thinks it needs to turn on a defense against it, and your body will make more glutathione, catalase, superoxide, dismutase. These are internal, endogenous, we call them antioxidants. If you switch those on, and you happen to have a heart attack, this is called preconditioning, it will dull the effect of the heart attack to the point of making a mortal heart attack a non-mortal event. This has been done with garlic extract, with the allicin, in animal studies. It will turn a mortal heart attack into a non-mortal event. And, of course, this is how it works through the nitric oxide effect, hydrogen sulfide, then nitric oxide is produced on through. And the nitric oxide sends a little wave through your blood vessel, and it dilates or widens the blood vessel, and that helps control blood pressure. So you normalizes your blood pressure because you need to, if you widen the blood vessel, the pressure will come back down to normal. As we get older, the ability of blood vessels to widen, what we call dilatation, is inhibited, and this, of course, has a blood pressure normalizing effect.
Hold that thought, Bill. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free New Vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Bill Sardi, we're talking about this product, a garlazyme, and really it's an amazing product. And it's incredibly inexpensive. So many of the things that are out there are expensive. Bill, why don't you pick up the story and tell people about it and the cost?
Of course, 10 years ago, I was involved and still am involved in marketing red wine pills, the Longevinix pill. Many people take it. They've heard about it. And, of course, what we realized over the last 10 years is consumers don't have the money that they once did. The science has come to benefit the consumer. Many of the same things that red wine pills offer, the nitric oxide effect and so on, not all of them, but some of those things are duplicated with a garlic pill at far lower cost. What does modern medicine have to sell us? Fear. Fear that if we don't get a mammogram, fear that if we don't take our cholesterol pills, fear that if we don't take our ineffective medicines that are toxic and don't work. I'm just reading a story here today that it's the medicines themselves that are causing our arteries to stiffen and calcify, and then we, of course, have problems with blood pressure and so on. So we need to back away from what they're feeding us. They're keeping us ill and chronically ill, so we constantly need the drugs that they prescribe. And everybody knows that drugs are not safe, but dietary supplements are safer than tap water, they're safer than table salt, they're safer than aspirin. So it's the dietary supplements that we really should be centering ourselves around, but that doesn't make billions of dollars for the drug company. So what modern medicine is selling is fear. What nature sells and delivers to it, what God created for us, is, of course, health. And that's what we're selling. And, of course, just so many of us are used to the doctoring and going to the doctor, and we don't want to cross up our doctor. And we're afraid we don't have the gumption to stand up to our doctor, and we keep taking the medicines, and they're not good for us. I can't tell everyone to back away from them because I'm not a doctor. I don't pretend to be one. But I can report to as a health reporter and say, I don't take any drugs at my age at 68. I don't have any arthritis. I don't have any high blood pressure. I don't have any cholesterol or other heart issues or any issue at all. And, of course, the point is I know how to do this because I read. It's part of my living is to understand these things. I'm trying to share it with all of you. I gave it away to you today because I told you, look, just get a garlic clove and crush it and use it at home. And if you don't cook it and so on, it'll work for you and give you garlic's little secret, which is allicin. If you can't handle it that way, then you can get the Garlazyme capsules that assuredly deliver the allicin in alkaline buffered form, 866-674-3955. That's 866-674-3955. I have a brother who couldn't get rid of his terrible sinus condition even with antibiotics. There's millions of Americans like this. He's on the road to recovery after the first 2 days of using Garlazyme. We've had three people report their chronic heartburn conditions are gone after taking three of the Garlazyme capsules a day for a few days. So if you have intensive problems, you can use this safely on your own and see if it'll help your conditions. And so there's so many issues like this, from recurrent ulcers and all kinds of problems that, you know, an aspirin tablet we consider pretty safe. It kills 6,000 people a year from bleeding gastric ulcers, and it can also cause brain hemorrhages. You never get any of that with a garlic tablet. So the point is, garlic is safe. It doesn't conflict with the medicines you use, and it should be the hallmark center feature of modern medicine. The only reason it isn't is because you feel you need to go to ask your doctor for permission. Come on, you use garlic in the kitchen. You know it doesn't backfire on you. You just don't like the pungency and the garlic breath. We've taken care of that. Alkaline buffered, the world first alkaline buffered garlic capsule, and it works assuredly to deliver the allicin. 866-674-3955. And of course, we're happy to help support the Radio Liberty Show and keep it on the air. And part of us is health freedom, and we need to have options available to us. When they've taken all our money for Medicare and our taxes and now for the Affordable Care Act, we can't exercise much choice. Well, you can now because the garlic pill is very affordable, and it's available to you today.
How much does it cost?
Well, if they're going to buy a three-month supply, they get a fourth bag, a 30-day supply bag. They get that free. So four-month supply costs less than $9 a month, and the shipping is absolutely free. So it would be effectively, if we deducted the cost of shipping, $7.95 a month. So the point is they're getting it very affordably. And we've seen if the copay and deductible on any prescription drug is over $10, most Americans today can't re-prescribe, renew that prescription. We know that data. So does the drug industry, and they've got the copay on most drugs down below $10. And we know that people only have a little bit of expendable money, and so they need a product that works. And something like this, nature delivers it to us. It addresses every issue, every health issue, from infection to chronic disease, and it helps keep us healthy, and it can do it for less than $10 a month. So it's unbelievable, and everybody can afford it. And that's what we need, is more 5 and 10 cent type of cures, we call them, in order for everybody to lead a health revolution. You're going to spend $200,000 in your retirement out of pocket for health care. Or you can buy a Garlazyme capsule and just stay healthy and ignore all those expenses. You haven't got $200,000. You're going to have to sell your house and all those things. You need to stay healthy. Garlic's going to put you far down the road of health and make sure that you stay healthy. You just need to get one that provides the real allicin, like a fresh pressed clove of garlic does. And you can get Garlazyme, is the name of the product, 866-674-3955. It'll save you a fortune.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this morning has been Bill Sardi. We're talking about Garlazyme, and it's an expensive, and of course it works by certainly actually neutralizing the acid in the stomach just long enough so that you can absorb the Garlazyme. Anyway, God bless Bill. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Thank you, audience. God bless you all.
Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we believe that the Bell's product is good. I know that garlic has been used, really, by people for thousands of years.
Certainly, it's been used by people who use alternative health products for years, and it does work. I've seen some amazing results from it, and we recommend it to you. Bill does advertise with us, but I believe his product is good, and we would certainly not allow him on or pushing it if we didn't really have complete confidence in it. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is on the front lines of this battle to try to let people understand that America is under attack today, not from without, but from within. Powerful forces are intent upon utilizing the financial and military power to bring about a one-world government. And at the same time, they're certainly bringing about a one-world government. While they're centralizing all power in Washington, D.C., this is a subversive element that wants to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and every nation and create this one-world government. The idea was there long before Cecil Rhodes created this secret society. It has been here really for hundreds of years, but certainly now this whole organization is well-financed, well-funded through the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and these are subversive organizations. Many people in them, I'm sure, are very altruistic. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could do away with war? Only God didn't plan it that way. God, didn't he? Back there when Nimrod tried to go ahead and unite the nations of the world and build the Tower of Babel, God intervened and gave us all different languages. And God has a plan for humanity. But these people, of course, worship a different God. These people are, frankly, Luciferian. If you doubt that, go to the website for the Trilateral Commission and look at their logo. And when you know what it is, you recognize it. Three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. This whole program is Luciferian. And Lucifer wants to unite the world under his control. And people, a lot of people say, oh, well, that's so simplistic. Well, it is simplistic, but it's the way things are really going. We're moving towards a major war in the Middle East. How soon it's coming, I don't know. And whether it'll involve Iran, whether it'll involve Syria, whether it'll involve Ukraine, I don't know, but very big setup for this. And it's not a matter of if, but when it's going to occur. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the next war is going to be a nuclear war. In the past wars, we've been able to sit here isolated from the rest of the world. The coming war, I believe God is going to bring his judgment on America. Because America has turned against God. We've taken God in prayer. 10 commandments out of our schools. Oh, certainly. One in every half of our marriages end in divorce. 40% of the children, 42% of the children born to white in America are born out of wedlock. 72% of the children born to black are born out of wedlock. We've violated God's law at every turn. And believe me, when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. One of the latest films out there, Noah, if you haven't seen it, it's all about Gnosticism. It's all about Luciferianism. And yet, this film is sweeping across America. And nobody's telling you this is a Luciferian film. But, of course, most people are not telling about most of the things. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, we certainly need your help to maintain our network of stations. And as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, and so please pray for America. Pray for revival, pray for our leaders and ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty, and so it's still tomorrow. May the Lord bless you.